Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Tuesday, Cleveland. I don't know what's happening today. I mean, your Cavaliers are out west with a 10:30 tip, just as everybody was dying and hoping for. Mock drafts are out in full force. Everybody across the nation says Abdul Carter. Everybody within the city says Shedeur Sanders, and also across the nation. It's everywhere. We have no clue where it is. We'll dig and try to get to the bottom of it. It's Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime with Intel 11. We got Michael Bomer on the board as well. You heard him on the 2020s and doing work behind the glass. Anthony Allant. Today is a good day because we mentioned that we have, you got some stuff happening with the draft and a whole lot of buzz surrounding multiple guys happening today. And then we have the Cavs playing tonight. But I'm excited tonight because massive March Madness consumer, right? Love March Madness. I'm all in on it, and tonight starts, it's your last four in. It's not the most exciting thing, right? You got your your guys bouncing around. You got UNC, San Diego State tonight. That should be a good game. You got 16 seeds against two schools that most people probably haven't heard of in Alabama State and St. Francis, PA. But you have to know, throughout the show tonight, you'll never be able to tell. I will be dialed in. Don't worry, I will be dialed in, but you'll never be able to tell. We'll be focused. We'll be having a good time. But I did want to start today with just what's going on within the draft and what we have to now look at as we've taken one step, but not fully step. It'll constantly come up and we'll have to wrap back around to it. But we've gotten one step into getting past Myles Garrett and the catastrophe that was the last 2 months. And now it's sort of time for the draft buzz to continue to hum loudly in our ears. And just going from yesterday and where things stood to now today, the buzz has gone from very low to very high. And I'll start with what I saw today. We'll get into a lot of the Shedeur Sanders buzz, and obviously, if you've listened to me, we're excited about the Shedeur Sanders buzz. This is something that we can have some, at least a little bit of excitement for. But what I saw today was I'm looking at a couple of the top mock drafts that come out every single time that you look. It's Daniel Jeremiah. It's Mel Kiper. I'm like, all right, well, let's click on these. Let's see what they have to say. Let's see where they have the Browns right now. Both Daniel Jeremiah and Mel Kiper sit there and have you looking at Abdul Carter at two. Which, again, I'm partisan. I'm partial to the idea that you're probably going to be looking at a quarterback. I'd love to take a quarterback at two. That is my desire. That's what I want to do, and I understand that. But as I look at both of these, it's not even the idea of, well, I can never imagine the Browns going Abdul Carter. and how his name could come up. Of course I do. He could be the number one player in the draft without position included. In terms of the talent he puts on, he could be number one. But I just don't know how we went from previous mock drafts to now, and the buzz around Abdul Carter gets larger. Right? It feels like if anything, everything happening with Abdul Carter, it should be shrinking. It should be going away with a lot of what you hear from Mary Kay Cabot and Jeremy Fowler and Adam Schefter, everybody across, Todd McShay, right? There's so many people on the Shedeur Sanders buzz that I'm sitting here looking at mock drafts, and I hear Albert Breer today say something similar. They expect right now, if you had to make your choice, the Browns probably end up with Abdul Carter. And listen, maybe it's a coincidence. Maybe, just so maybe, you found two guys who happened to put on a mock draft on the same day, and both of them landed on, well, the Browns are a wild card because that's what we've heard. They're hard to predict. We have no clue what they're truly going to do. And we shrugged our shoulders and both came to the conclusion, and we'll just throw down Abdul Carter. Right, that feels like the most likely scenario for us, but it's really a toss-up. It's not that crazy. They both have, you know, Cam Ward going one, and it's really down between, like, I don't know, it's almost 50-50. It's probably like 45, maybe more than that, Abdul Carter, and the same percentage, Shedeur Sanders. And they're like, well, we'll toss like 10% or less over to like Travis Hunter. But it's really pretty close to a coin flip 50-50 where they land. So it's entirely possible that they hit the odds of, well, we both just land on Abdul Carter today, and that's just sort of where we ended up. But if I'm looking at this Browns team and everything that's gone down, and I know right now, well, the Falcons, as it stands, look to be holding on to Kirk Cousins, unless somebody's going to go out and make a trade. I won't rule the Browns out from that, but it continues to get less and less likely now that money is going to be involved, and it's not going to just be a cheap contract that you hand over to Kirk, more likely than not. And then you didn't hand a contract to Russ. Your options are depleting. You're not in the Aaron Rodgers sweepstake. You're pretty much down to, well, maybe we can sign Russ, we'll trade for Kirk, or welcome back Joe Flacco or Jameis Winston. Options don't feel great. Any of those guys I really look at and I point to, well, you probably still draft a quarterback with them because that's not good. That's not what we're going to be looking to intake here as Browns fans. Is, oh, wow, we're going to go into this year with Russell Wilson. And no backup plan for the future. Yeah, that sounds like Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski getting fired. Doesn't sound great. So I think the more and more you get into this, the sort of veteran quarterback class playing out the free agency class right now, where more and more quarterbacks come off the board, you look and go, okay, I think the farther and farther we go, the more and more likely it comes to the Browns are going to take a quarterback. Because if I'm not going to end up with a very good veteran, you can't even really trust him and use him and rely on him to come out and be a bridge quarterback in the full year. Like, am I trusting that I'm going to go to Joe Flacco this year? After watching what he did last season, I'm going to go to Joe Flacco and say, well, my only backup here, sort of my, if Joe doesn't turn out to play like he did in 2023, that's okay. We'll turn the offense over to Kenny Pickett. Doesn't seem like you set yourself up for success. Doesn't seem like you took into consideration the quarterback class and said, this is going to be the best option that we end up with. The true winning formula to keep the Browns back on track. No, this regime is going to need to find their quarterback, which is why the more and more that I see these mock drafts come out and I see Abdul Carter on there, I sort of scratch my head. I don't know why the Browns at this point would be looking at Abdul Carter unless you feel like sitting at 33, you have a steal of a quarterback that you're going to get that nobody else has the same grade on and everybody else is lower on. You have information as Andrew Barrett. Jackson Dart's going to fall to 33, and we really like Jackson Dart. And I doubt you have that information. I don't think GMs are just openly sharing, yeah, with our first round pick, well, you know, we're going to take Will Campbell. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what they avoid. Pretty sure that's why when you look at the Browns and they go, that's a puzzle piece. And the Titans are sitting at one. By the way, no reason, no true reason not to just be like, yeah, we're probably drafting this guy because you have the number one pick. And you have no clue what they're going to do. Sure looks like it's going to be Cam Ward. Can't say it for certain, though. If you're right now trying to find the answer at that position and you've re-signed Miles and the defense has only gotten stronger throughout free agency, not weaker, and the offense is the true problem, I struggle to believe that I'm supposed to be looking at this draft coming up at the end of April and going, yeah, the defensive end. That's what my target's going to be. I'm going to go into this thing basically blind at the quarterback position, but at least I'll have a defensive end on the other side of Miles. I don't think that's going to be their solution. I think the more and more you get into this quarterback, just period of free agency, and realize that options are depleting and your true answers are getting less and less and of less value, you're getting closer and closer to the idea that the Browns are going to end up taking Shedeur Sanders, they're going to find a way to get Cam Ward, or they're going to be holding on for some hope, trying to trade back up or trade down and end up taking Jackson Dart, Jalen Milroe, whoever it is that they like. It feels like more likely than not, those are the solutions that you're getting to, which is why now, as we sit here and I start to hear more buzz about Shedeur, that's when I get a little excited. I start to get a little more excited when it's like, oh, not many teams are high on Shedeur Sanders. Not every team has fallen in love with the quarterback, but you know who has? The Cleveland Browns. They seem like they're very interested in going and taking a quarterback. And there's going to be a comparison that I'll play for you a little bit later on, probably next segment, that I really like. And it makes a lot of sense here. But at the end of the day, I just don't need everybody to be in love with Shedeur Sanders. I mean, battling to get him at two. It's not that I love Shedeur more than Cam Ward. I think they're pretty neck and neck. I would prefer Shedeur Sanders. If you told me they drafted Cam Ward, I'd shrug my shoulders and say, well, at least they got a quarterback. It's been my stance all along. I'm just looking for them to find a solution. And the solution, at the end of the day, does feel like go get a quarterback. Go draft one, have a future, have a wild card in sort of your pocket of, I don't know what this guy's going to be, but hopefully it's something good. It's really what you're banking on to save your job, and really what you're banking on to make this team competitive faster than not. Unless you're willing to give up 2025, which I can guarantee you they're not, everything that we're hearing about Shedeur Sanders and in a growing love between Browns and Shedeur, the more and more confident I become that that's reality. I truly do think that you don't get past pick number two without the Browns having a answer at quarterback, a simple answer. One guy, whether you'll like it or not, that they've pointed to and saying, okay, this is our guy. You definitely don't get out of the first round. I don't know how you do. I don't know how you sell it to the fan base that you're going to bring in one of these quarterbacks and then anything other than first round pick. You have your opportunity to sort of make a stab, make a play for something, and you're in a prime opportunity to do it now. I don't see them passing on that. I definitely don't see them going Abdul Carter. More and more I see it, and longer it goes, I like it less and less. 216-474-0092. Is it more likely that the Browns draft Shedeur at two or that he falls out of the first round? Because we have conflicting reports either side. And I don't like the other side of them either. But I told you, we'll get to a comparison that I like coming up here in about 5 minutes. Again, 216-474-0092. You can also get to me on X at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C Jake. So we can get to our social media reactions. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Couple of guests to talk to you today. Coming up at 8 o'clock at the top of the hour, we'll talk to our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Reiter, about everything that's happened over about the past week. And coming up at 8:40, our new segment we debuted yesterday, it's Draft Daily. We'll bring in Paul Dottino of the New York Giants, figure out maybe where they stand in the draft. Are they trading up to one? Is it a certain thing they go quarterback? We'll get all the answers there. Station Buzz coming in at 7:40. Get a Grip at 9. We'll bring in Anthony Allant in the 10 o'clock hour. And a whole lot more. 216-474-0092. More likely the Browns draft Shedeur Sanders at two, or that he falls out of the first round. It's Jake Volnick right here on Overtime until 11 with you guys on The Fan. A lot of different reports sort of floating around about, well, first off, the Browns and Shedeur Sanders. Had a lot of love, a lot of connection there. But then on the other side of it, just sort of that maybe Shador, not the most loved guy out there. Maybe not the across the NFL, the most desirable quarterback that you could.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Could possibly get to. There was a comparison drawn earlier on the station today, just sort of relating Shador to a former quarterback and the feeling that was. And I like this comparison a lot, because we get to a spot where, okay, I don't love the name. I don't love where we get. But at the same time, it makes sense. And as someone who does enjoy Shador potentially being a Brown, you sort of get to here. This is Albert Breer of the MMQB on Afternoon Drive today, as he always is on Tuesdays, comparing Shador to a quarterback from last year's draft.
I had to guess Cam Ward 1 to the Titans, Abdul Carter 2 to the Browns. It's not that I'm like completely out on the idea of Shador going to the Browns or the Giants. I've come to view Shador Sanders like Bo Nix. What that means is I have a hard time finding scouts who have evaluated him. Not like, again, these are people paid to study this stuff. I'm having a hard time finding guys who think he's a first-round quarterback, right? So, like, that sounds bad, right? I had the same issue last year with Bo Nix. I think there's a chance Shador could fall all the way out of the first round based on what I know, you know, what teams think about him. I think he could also go second or third, and it's all about, like, whether or not he fits your situation.
Right, you sort of get the good with the bad about Shador, that if there are a ton of teams this year who look at Shador Sanders and go, well, this guy's not even a first-round quarterback. Albert points out the very clear fact that was sort of the feeling around Bo Nix last year, is obviously a much different quarterback class, because you were like, oh, Bo Nix could go in the top 10. He could also just slip to like the end of the second round, and I don't think anybody would have been surprised really on either end of it. But you were more leaning to, oh, he probably goes in the second round. But all it took, Sean Payton, the Broncos, are like, yeah, no, we like Bo Nix. We'll take Bo Nix in the first round. And a lot of people were sitting there going, oh, look at the physical tools of Bo Nix. He's clearly not a first-round quarterback. This is going to be a terrible pick by the Broncos. They're going to regret it. And by the way, the Denver Broncos were a playoff team last year. Which is why when I get calls and I hear things about Shador, and it's like, oh, how could you possibly like that guy? What does he do? What is he a lead at? What does he do good in college that is going to translate so well to the NFL? And I hear comparisons of like, oh, well, maybe he looks more like Bo Nix, or maybe he looks more like Kenny Pickett. It's like, you can think whatever you want. It doesn't take every single team being in love with the quarterback for that quarterback to end up playing well. It takes a natural fitness system. It takes getting Shador the right pieces around him with the right coach. Could very well be Kevin Stefanski. And you bring him here, and it might work out just the way that you hoped. And everything might go down in a way where, yeah, is Shador Sanders coming out looking like the best quarterback in the NFL? I doubt it. Right? I don't think either of the quarterbacks right now come out and ended up being a top five quarterback in the NFL within the first few years of their career. You're not going to get a Patrick Mahomes here. You're probably not going to get a Josh Allen. And maybe I'll eat those words, and hopefully I'll do it with whoever the Browns end up on their team. But the thing is, you're also not getting that with Bo Nix. Right? You were never getting that with him. There was never the idea there. But hey, you come in, if he's going to play well, if he's going to take care of the football and do what Sean Payton needs him to do, you can be very successful. A playoff team in 1 year, by the way, and what was supposed to be a complete rebuild for the Denver Broncos. You looked at this team and you went, yikes. Coming off of Russell Wilson, they just dished out a ton of money. Basically didn't have him not play quarterback, to have him not in the room. And then you go forward and say, oh, and that team ended up being a playoff team. Which is why when people say, oh, the Browns aren't even close to being competitive, that's sort of the arc you can take. A quarterback that makes a lot of sense, a quarterback that plays well, he might not be able to just will you to a Super Bowl. I don't believe that he can. But he might be able to will you into a playoff spot. He might be able to will you into some hope and have a foundation laid where you can say, okay, we have this position figured out. We're going to be okay here. Let's surround him with the pieces he needs in order to be successful. Let's make sure the offense is set up so that he can be successful. Which is why I think it's much more likely that Shador ends up going at 2 to the Browns than he ends up falling to the second round. Because Shador and Kevin Stefanski feel like they're a good pairing. And if everybody that I'm hearing, and we'll get to more of these, are interested in Shador going to the Browns, and it sounds like it's heating up, I don't think there's going to be a ton of competition for that. You can pretty much bank on Shador being there. 216-474-0092. Do you think Shador is more likely to go at 2 or fall out of the first round? Let's go out to the phones. Eddie is in Westlake. Eddie, which of those do you think is more likely? Eddie, you there? Okay. No, Eddie. We'll just we'll keep chugging along. Not sure exactly what went down, but We'll find out what's going on with Eddie. We'll see if he's there. We can get to hear what he had to say. But again, I just think it's so much more likely that you do get to sort of this beautiful spot where you look at Shador Sanders and Kevin Stefanski together and think things are working out perfectly fine. I think you much more likely get to a scenario where you think that and you get to that rather than him falling all the way out. Not one team is going to like him in the first round. And by the way, guys, if you don't take him at 2 and then he ends up falling to be a second-round quarterback, you might very well be looking at a scenario where you go, hold on, he's a second-round quarterback and he's the Browns' second-round quarterback. You have the 33rd pick. I just don't see that happening. I don't see every team passing on him. I think the Giants would be interested, even if they got a veteran. Again, 840, we'll talk to Paul Dottino today and figure out if that's the case. But I don't know if I can believe in that. All right, let's go back out of the phones. Let's see if we got him now. Eddie's in Westlake. What's going on, Eddie?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You think Shador at 2 more likely, or that he falls out of the second, out of the first round into the second round?
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna fall out of the first round. But the fact that we're asking this question, that makes me pause on it right there, mm-hmm. then and there. And this is the thing. I think it is. I like what Shador has done the time he's been in college. This is the only issue is when you look at this and the way the Browns are doing this, the Browns are on a 1 year time frame. So they're trying to keep their jobs. They're on a year to year. They have to get a certain amount of wins, probably 500. I mean, I would think they got to go 500, okay, to keep their jobs. So when you see them, you know, whatever, Kenny Pickett, I mean, it's an upgrade to me over DTR. But the fact of the matter is that they're not going to stop there. They're about to get another veteran. So if they're loading up on these veterans, that means I think that the quarterback that they're going to get a young quarterback, but it's not going to be at two. I don't see that happening. And I'm going to tell you, because their jobs are on the line. They're trying to win as many games as possible. I know people keep on talking about this Jackson Dart. Man, Jackson Dart is not in the plans for the Cleveland Browns. I mean, why would the Cleveland Browns be trying to experiment? They already did this with Deshaun Watson. They're not going to take a guy that's 95% in shotgun, and it's a one-read offense. I mean, they're not going to try to. They don't have time to fix them. You know what I mean? They need somebody. They're going to try to get somebody. Now, if they go get a Milrow or something like that after getting a Cousins or a Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers or something to pair with Pickett, they're telling you right then and there they're trying to win games. And if he go down, we got at least another guy with starting experience. They're showing you what they're going to do. Does that look like they're going to get all these veterans and then pair that with the Shedeur Sanders? And maybe they'll have him sit, but highly unlikely. If whoever gets drafted 1 and 2, Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders are going to start from day one. So on their teams. So if the Browns are loading up on veterans, trying to get another one, you know what I mean? Trying to get a Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins to pair with the Pickett, that doesn't tell me that's something that the inviting situation to have. Let's get Shedeur and have Shedeur. You know, no, he's going to start right from day one. You know, they don't have that luxury to be sitting around waiting for you to, you know, to say, hey, we got Shedeur for the next GM and head coach. They have to win 8 games or more, you know, 8 or 9 games this year in order to keep their job. So I see them taking Abdul Carter, like you said, with the injury history aside, this guy might be a generational talent as a pass rusher, and they're gonna try to win as many games as they can with the veteran.
Eddie, and I appreciate the call. I think, though, part of this in that, the part that I'm trying to point to as well is that when I look at these rookie quarterbacks, like, you can talk about the veterans. Guys, it doesn't look like Kirk Cousins is going to be available unless they're going to pony up and pay part of that contract, which I don't know where that money's coming from, and then also giving up draft capital to get him. I don't think they're going to be wanting to do that after trading a fifth-round pick already to get Kenny Pickett. But if the veterans you bring in, right, let's say Kirk is off the table. He's not. I'll make that very clear. But let's say Kirk ends up being off the table to start the year. He's not going to be there. You didn't hand Russell Wilson a contract the day he walked out the door. Tells me a lot right there. Clearly, you're not dying to have Russell Wilson in the building. And then after that, you're turning to, you're not in the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, and it's Jameis or it's Joe Flacco. No rookie quarterback is being stopped by Jameis Winston or Joe Flacco. Right? And maybe they'll be stopped for like the first 4 games. Maybe you let them warm up. Maybe it's 6 games, 8 games. Who knows? But they're not going to be completely roadblocked for a year where it might be, hey, if Kirk Cousins plays really well, Shedeur, you'll sit the whole season. Right? I could see that making less sense. I just think once you get down to this next tier of quarterbacks, what's there to stop? And it wouldn't be that crazy, by the way. A lot of people would say, Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, worse than Drake May, who was drafted 3 last year. What did Drake May do to start the season? Took his rear end and sat it on the bench and watched Jacoby Brissett play football. Right decision or wrong decision, you can take a quarterback at the top of the draft and you can have him sit. It's all in the cards. It's a complete possibility to sort of have that thing go down. And again, as many people are going to find different reasons to not like Shedeur, whether it's the mean demeanor, whether or not it's the lack of athletic ability. Again, I'm going to call back to what Albert Breer said and sort of tie it back into, by the way, guys, Bo Nix, it was the same thing. Bo Nix looked pretty darn good last year. He beat you 41-32. He ran Jameis Winston out of the gym, off the field. Jerry Jeudy had a field day, and the Broncos still overcame it. Now, it was a lot of that defensive, yeah, because Jameis is Jameis. But it's still a pretty good game out of Bo Nix. They found ways to win it. Again, it's not just Albert Breer. Todd McShay was on the McShay Show earlier today and threw out, again, just sort of the connection that the Browns and Shedeur might have together.
The only person that they're guaranteed to have at the quarterback position, where money doesn't come into a factor, and will be there at number 2 is Shedeur Sanders, right? So then, more smoke kind of supporting that theory, Shedeur Sanders exchanges pleasantries, if you will, with the Cleveland Guardians top prospect, Travis Bezanna, on Instagram. For starters, it is apparent that that Cleveland's on the list of acceptable spots. I talked to you about two other teams that he met with. Responses were, it didn't seem like Shador cared a whole heck of a lot compared to every other prospect that's coming in here about what we thought of him. And so I will reveal this. Those two members were not from the Cleveland Browns. So they are not crossed off the list from my standpoint, from where I sit today.
Now, our producer today, Anthony Lant, wasn't very fond of the idea. I talked about it. Is that yesterday? Did I talk about this yet? No, it was Friday. Last week, Friday, I talked about the post that Shador throws. It's Travis Bazana. And it's like, oh, this was from a video in November. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Again, it doesn't seem like something you do to me if those two sides don't like each other. And if the feeling from two other GMs and two other front offices is that, well, Shador didn't really care much of what we had to say. Guys, is it that far off to think that maybe Shador doesn't care what you have to say and he's giving off that vibe because the Cleveland Browns has essentially already told him, hey, Shador, when you're available at two, don't be surprised when you come off the board and you're a Cleveland Brown that day. Because we really like you and we're looking to make that happen. I don't know that they have their mind made up. I don't know that's the truth. I'm spitballing here, but I don't think it's that far-fetched. 216-474-0092. Are you getting intrigued by the idea that Shador Sanders could go now at two? Is this becoming more likely in your head? And coming up in 5 minutes as well, we'll get to the station buzz where you can hear from all of our guests across the shows today on the station and get the most pressing clips. Yeah, that's coming your way in about 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan. But I did want to get to more of your calls. I feel like today is a day where you look at Shador Sanders and you say, things just feel a lot more likely today than yesterday. It feels like with more and more information coming out, the more and more likelihood that you are getting to Shador Sanders as a Cleveland Brown at number two. I want to hear what you guys have to say, though. Again, 216-474-0092. Let's go back out to the phones. George is in Cleveland. What's going on, George?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You there, George? I will put George back on. I don't know. That's twice today. We'll have to figure out, is it us? Is it two unlikely, unfortunate phone calls. We'll have to figure it out, but that is interesting. Two of the day. We'll get it sorted. But again, it's just, if I'm hearing Todd McShay sit here and say Shador Sanders at two, much more likely, and then, you know, I'm also getting it. Albert Breer thinks that it's not a far-fetched idea. Mary Kay likes it. Feels like we're getting there. Let's try this again. George is in Cleveland. George, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, George, what do you got?
I think you should take Shador Sanders number two because, first of all, he fits Stefanski's system. That's a good thing. And he's up for the challenge to turn us around, like the guy said. He won at Jackson State. He won at Colorado. Mm-hmm. And he brings us some charisma. And even though Abdul Carter would be great on the opposite side of Miles Garrett, you got to take a quarterback because we just don't know when we're going to be picking number two again. So you might as well just go with Shador Sanders. He's very accurate. He's poised. He comes from a Deion Sanders' son, so you know about handling the pressure and all that. And then the most important thing is that he fits the Stefanski system.
Yeah, I agree with everything there, George. I really do. I just think everything points towards it. And guys, I love the it gets pointed out. Like, oh, you're going to take a quarterback in a bad quarterback class? You're going to take the top defensive end at two in a deep defensive end class? Like, again, you can make the argument the other way. That if there's great defensive ends across the board to the point where you could get one of those, you know, star-studded guys at 33, wouldn't it make more sense to get one of the top-end quarterbacks, make sure you solidify the position that isn't very deep in the draft, and then take the deep position in the draft at a deeper spot in the draft? Like, it just makes more sense to me that you then utilize the depth, everything happening, rather than, well, it's a weak class here at this position, so why go to it? Well, because the top is the best portion of that draft you're going to get to. And by the way, it's quarterback, so that feels pretty darn important. All right, we've put it off for long enough. Without further ado, let's hear from the voices across the station who joined today and had what I determined to be the best clips. Let's get to the station buzz. All right, kicking things off, let's start with Jason Lloyd. Was on with Ken and Anthony today, Jason Lloyd of The Athletic. He didn't talk about Shador Sanders. He answered a lot of questions about the things that went down with Miles, but that's okay. I can get back to that another time. He talked about Shador Sanders today and sort of pointed out maybe why it could work.
I don't love any of the quarterbacks in this draft, like stand on the table and pound it and say this is our guy, but you have to pick from what you have available to you. I'm not scared off by the dad stuff. I actually think it could be a benefit because this kid's not going to get rattled at all. He's tough as hell, and I see attributes in him that I think Kevin looks at and says, yeah, I can work with that. I tend to look at Kevin's offense as if you can get to the third read and you don't throw it to the other team, he can win with that. Like, you can win in the system with that. And you could probably say that about a lot of quarterbacks. But if you get to the third read, somebody's going to be open. Just don't throw it to the other team. And that's really it.
Well, Shador was pretty good at not throwing it to the other team. And that's while dealing with a really bad offensive line. He threw more interceptions than Cam Ward. But with basically no protection in front of him, you gotta think he's doing all right. Okay? I think that, again, we've pointed to it a million times. Fitting Kevin Stefanski's system can be very important. It's the reason why Kirk Cousins looked really good in Minnesota. It's the reason why Joe Flacco looked really good in 2023 with the Browns. You just get a quarterback that fits it. It's great. And if I want poised quarterback, a guy who's not too jittery, I think definitely more Shador than Cam, more Shador than a lot of the guys in this draft class. And you're going to end up coming to see that a little protection in front of Shador. You ask him to make the right throws and protect the football, you're probably getting closer to that idea than not. So I'm on board with what Jason's saying here. I do like Shador. I do like Cam. I'm higher on this quarterback class than a lot of people. But I just don't see why it couldn't work. Bo Nix, man. That's what I'm saying. Just call it a Bo Nix. If I got to take Bo Nix at two and it makes things work, I'm already taking Bo Nix at two. Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, was on with Baskin and Phelps and went a step farther and maybe pointed to the fact that the Browns would very well be taking Shador.
You know, I'm not 100% convinced, but I'm pretty much sticking with the fact that they will probably end up with Shador Sanders there at number two. Just because and I was saying this on our podcast yesterday that probably hit today, is the fact that, you know, you hear so much stuff in between, let's say, the Senior Bowl and now. And everybody's trying to throw everyone off. There are smoke screens, there's gamesmanship. But I'm trying not to overthink it. I'm going to come back to the thing that makes the most sense to me right now, and that's taking Shador at number two.
It does make too much sense. I laid it out in the first and second segments of the show here throughout this hour. Like, again, the connection seems to be there. The fit in the system seems to be there. You need a quarterback, and you're not really getting any buzz. You're not getting any bite on your line looking at any of the veteran quarterbacks. Why not? Just go take the guy. It feels like the thing that's most likely going to work out for you than not. I'm all for Shador, and I love that Mary Kay has started this. I love that we get Todd McShay, and I love that we also get our next guest, who was on Afternoon Drive via the MMQB. It's Albert Breer. You've already heard once from today. This time, though, he did talk about the potential fit of Shador, but he also mentioned the Browns maybe not so set in stone on what they want.
I think they gave Myles Garrett probably, my guess would be, there would be a, if we do this, then this. If this happens, then that. I'm sure they were very open with him about their plans, you know, because you're trying to get the guy on board before you're just, obviously he's going to have to be a leader for you. You know, I have a hard time believing that anything is set in stone yet. And I think the Kirk Cousins thing is still out there for them, by the way. You know, I said at the beginning, I think they're taking multiple swings at it. I do think they're gonna draft a quarterback somewhere in the top 100 picks or so. So don't get me wrong. I'm just not positive it's going to be the second overall pick.
And that's what makes this entire thing fun, isn't it? That nobody can pin it down. Albert Breer, a guy in the mix more than anybody you can imagine, still has no clue what the Browns are doing and doesn't even know that the Browns have a clue what they're doing at this point. Again, I can't buy into Abdul Carter. I don't know that I can buy into any of the quarterbacks lower in the draft that aren't Cam, that aren't Shador. But if you tell me the Browns haven't made up their mind right now, I don't think that's crazy either. I like to think that they probably have, and that more signs point to probably being Shador than not being Shador, but also being very heavily talked about the idea that it could just be Abdul Carter. So we're all the way in the mix. We're all the way in between. And truly, we have no idea where this thing's going to end. But at least we get to watch it play out. And we have a lot of conversations to have up until the end of April. Let's get over to the basketball world, where Sam Amico, HoopsWire.com, was on with Baskin and Phelps today. And threw out a possibility for Cavs starters in this West Coast trip. I'm just not a fan of.
I wouldn't be surprised to see some of the starters' minutes ramped up during this trip. And you know, some of these guys getting more of their playoff minutes and more of a playoff rotation. And then, you know, depending on how you fare in the win-loss column on this trip, then you could start maybe having guys play less as you approach the playoffs.
Now, we talked about this a little bit last night. I am much more of the belief that you take this thing and you go, okay, why don't we start to play the guys less now? Get them down to a little bit of a rest period. And then in the last few games, then we start to ramp it back up and you get a little momentum back built into going into the playoffs. If anything, I'd like less minutes played on this road trip out west. I think that the less you get the guys sort of stressed out having to deal with things, as they're away from home, the better. Yeah, just let them take this West Coast trip as a little bit of a vacation, a little bit of a relax. They still got to go out there and play. But if you play less minutes, if a couple of guys get a few days off, I think things will be okay. All right, last one here. John Fanta, Cleveland's very own. You can hear him on Fox. He was on with Afternoon Drive, as he is every single Tuesday as well. And he threw you a March Madness upset that has its Ohio ties.
And you know what? I have the upset, and I'm taking Akron to knock off Arizona. I like the Zips, and I do like their duo of Nate and Tavari Johnson combining to average close to 30 points per game.
Well, I'm sure Jake Murren is very happy after hearing that. Our very own, a producer on Afternoon Drive, I'm sure he is elated to hear the fact that Akron over in their first round matchup getting a win. I don't know that I'm buying into that. Certainly not on my bracket, but I do hate the fact that I think John might have convinced me today, though, that I might like Drake over Missouri. I don't know. No, not a fan. I don't want that. But he might have sold me. By the way, anybody wondering tonight? San Diego State fans. Now, let's get North Carolina out of there. Let's just have that set on the table. Okay, let's make sure that's very clear. Somebody else that can be very clear, potentially on the Brown Stadium situation. Coming in 5 minutes, that's our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder. He'll have the latest on the stadium, the latest around the Browns quarterback spot, the draft, everything you can imagine. Again, coming to you at the top of the hour here at 8 o'clock. It's Jake Volnick with you right here on Overtime on The Fan.
Coming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.